The solemnity of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. Remember, that's different from the assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin did not go into heaven by her own power. She was assumed into heaven, drawn into heaven by divine power. Jesus ascends by his own power, by divine power. So that's what we call the ascension of the Lord. What does our gospel today and our first reading for the solemnity of the ascension have to do with family life, family spirituality? Here are several things that I think are very useful for family spirituality. First, the apostles watched Jesus ascend into heaven. What a great scene to teach our children that Jesus is God. And that now he is seated at the right hand of his heavenly Father. Our children can easily picture him going up in a cloud into heaven. I'm not sure that by the time I went to college, I knew Jesus was God. Here we can teach our children that he is God, that he ascends to heaven by divine power, his power, to be seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. It's such a useful image for helping our children connect Jesus to heaven. Next, notice that Jesus says he will be with the apostles always. He says those words as he is actually leaving them. He's leaving them, but he's saying he'll be with them until the end of time. What can it mean? It means that his leaving is crucial in order that he and the Heavenly Father can send us the Holy Spirit so that God can be all the more with us. It won't be just a case of seeing Jesus in our midst as the apostles saw him, outside of themselves, if you were. Jesus and the Heavenly Father will send the Holy Spirit once he ascends, and that Holy Spirit can be with us, making us a temple of God, a special temple of God. The ascension of Jesus is so important for paving the way for Jesus actually to dwell inside of each one of us. He even says it explicitly, it's necessary that I go so that the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, can be sent. This is super important for family life. Now every family who baptizes a child has one more temple of the Holy Spirit under the same roof. It's so powerful. Families have the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God dwelling in the hearts of each member of that family. What an amazing love can be lived in that household that has every member baptized by water and the Holy Spirit. There's no better household to wish for. And then Jesus saying, I'm with you always, and that means the Holy Spirit is poured into us, that means that the family can achieve its purpose by his grace. Family can achieve the goal that it exists for. Well, what's the goal of every human person on earth? The goal is to achieve perfect holiness, to achieve perfect self-donating, sacrificial, agape love. And both of those mean there's happiness. The person who lives perfect love, who lives perfect holiness, is going to be the happiest person on earth. Well, family is where people first get formed according to those goals. People learn to become holy and are shaped in holiness. They learn to love in a gutsy way, self-donating love in family. And they learn how that is such a happy life in family. What a grace that Jesus says he's with us until the end of time, and that the Holy Spirit will be in us so that in family we don't have to achieve those goals on our own. We're not left merely to our own wisdom and effort to shape each person in perfect holiness and love and happiness. We actually have the grace of God, the power of His Holy Spirit to help us love within the household. As long as each member gives in to this grace of Jesus Christ and desires to live as His disciple. Finally, notice that Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Where is the duty of forming disciples most concrete, most necessary? It's in the home. It's within families. It's especially within each Catholic home. We have so much available to us with the sacraments, with baptism, with the sacrament of penance, with the sacrament of confirmation, with the sacrament of holy matrimony, which starts a couple out in their ability to begin their own family by God's grace, with the sacrament of anointing for the sick, for those family members experiencing great suffering. We have so much available to us to help us within our Catholic families. Catholic families are really where the most important training for discipleship in Jesus happens. The command of Jesus to make disciples of nations has to find its most important beginning within the family unit. It doesn't first mean go abroad and teach people, teach foreigners in foreign lands about Jesus. It can mean that for certain people, but the command to go make disciples of all nations begins with making disciples of our own children in the home. Fathers and mothers are the ones who most importantly make disciples, always leaning into God's grace. Fathers and mothers are the ones who most importantly make disciples of their children. Grandmothers and grandfathers are right there next to them. Jesus wants every nation on earth, every soul on earth, to belong to Him and know His salvation. He wants every soul to turn away from sin. He wants every soul to know where to go to be relieved of the burden of sin. Isn't that something that is most importantly taught, beginning with families? In Holy Mass, Jesus comes to us to strengthen our families. He is the source of the love that families can live.